Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Dealers of Ireland. Our showrooms are open for business with your health and safety our priority. For more, log on to kia.com.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
That bizarre story yesterday. Frances McCormack, originally from Ballyhale, the most beautiful accent. And she was talking about the fact that when you put her address into the Google Maps, which most delivery vans and couriers do, and there's lots of them these days, but when you put 14 different addresses in, if you follow me, for the general area where she lives, every delivery van is sent to her house. Believe it or not, that's the way that she can't work out how it's happening. She can't work out how to change it, but she's sick, sore, and tired of delivery men and women running up to the door, banging on the door, leaving you, they don't have to get a sign, leaving the parcels, the boxes or whatever. And obviously they're very busy and on the way. And there she, one day she had six different deliveries and she had to try and track down the people whose name was on the box. But the address on the box was not Francis's address, but the address on the box, 14 different boxes, different locations, they all sent delivery drivers to her house. Now, Margaret Considine, Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
The air code, what's yours? Are you lost?
No, not quite. Oh, yeah. The name on holiday home I have is Atlantic Way Lodge.
Okay.
But when I went on Google to have a look, I thought it was down as Atlantic Way Cottage.
Okay.
So since last November until April, I have been trying to change that one word, and finally it has been changed. I discovered that on post are the ones that allocate the address. They then give it to GeoDirectory. Mm-hmm. GeoDirectory then sell it to Aircode. And every quarter they mm-hmm. make changes. So no changes can be made. You know, I mean, nobody could go onto a screen and change that one word for me. I had to wait until their review every quarter to have the thing mm-hmm. changed.
But did it make much difference between Lodge and
It did
cottage?
To the point, like the air code was the same, but if somebody was looking for the house, it's a self-catering cottage.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You know, so they would find Atlantic Way Cottage.
Oh, they are, you're
the
right, they
place.
Are different, yeah, especially everything is called Atlantic that way now. Yes. So one was, your holiday home was called Atlantic Way Cottage, a lodge.
Yes.
But
it should have been Lodge, but it was called Cottage.
Okay.
But I don't know who put it up the first day as Cottage.
Who did you write to get a change?
I got on to Onpost. I got on to Aircode first and they said basically, not to do with us, we can't change anything. Then they recommended that I get on to Onpost.
Okay.
Onpost then informed me that they give the address to GeoDirectory, which is another company. And then GeoDirectory, then I got on to them, but I had to wait until Onpost changed it. Then send it on to them every quarter as they do, and then Aircode were then in a position to change the name on the location.
How long did it take in total to get it?
From last November until April.
Okay, just one word.
Yes, word. That I thought somebody could just go in, click, no, it has to go through all these different, which is crazy, three companies involved in a location.
Okay. And do you use Aircode a lot, by the way?
Well, it's a very handy way of, you know, I do use Aircode.
Especially
a lot
for rural areas, isn't it? Really handy.
Yeah, because, you know, the houses are separated and, you know, so it's a very handy way of finding somebody and you're sure you're going to get the right person.
And I see that I was looking at, is it Elon Musk, you know, the inventor, the man that wants to go to space. His new baby is XAEA-12. That's like an air code.
It is.
XAEA-12. It's XAEA-12.
Okay, so pronounce that.
I've no idea.
Poor misfortunate child.
I don't know, is it a formula or something? But I say it sounds like an air
Maybe
code.
Maybe if we were mathematically inclined, we might know what it meant.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Margaret, thanks indeed. Well done. A little bit of information there.